This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southland District. Today we have a special report as we are interviewing Dr. Jamie Lynn Farney, who is our area K-State Research and Extension Livestock Specialist. Dr. Farney, many farmers in the area are considering their options with their drought-struck corn.
Well, James, there's actually about three or four possible options. Silage is my number one favorite option. Baleage is another option, and you can just cut it for hay. Silage, it's going to be about 60 to 80% normal energy of what you have for a traditional corn silage production, but you'll have a higher crude protein value. A good positive I like about the silage part is your drought corn's probably going to be high nitrate. If you put it up at the appropriate moisture, you can reduce your nitrate levels 40 to 60% with the ensiling process. What about baleage? Because that's gaining quite a bit of popularity. You see a lot of these plastic wrap bales as you're driving down the highway. And there's several good things about it. You can get similar quality to your silage if you put it up right. You really, really have to make sure that you get that bale super, super tight packed. If you're looking to hay it, you need to break up the stem so it can dry. A mower conditioner is probably something useful.
Thank you, Dr. Farney. And if you have any questions about harvesting or using corn forage for your livestock, please give us a call at 620-724-8233.